Now the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon it is called Faithful and True.
Amen.
And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Upon his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And upon his vesture and upon his thigh he had a name written, King of kings.
Amen.
And Lord of lords.
Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and also they that pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. He that testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly.
Yeah.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, keep looking up. This King of kings and Lord of lords is coming soon.
Amen.
Let's pray to him. Father, we thank you today for the King of kings and the Lord of lords. For our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto thee. And we pray today that his name would be exalted above all other names. He would receive the honor, the glory, the credit, the praise that's due him alone. We're glad that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Bless this service, the music, the message. Bless Dr. Weaver as he comes with the anointing of the Spirit to preach your word. Bless those today that are grieving, sad, because of the death of loved ones. But help them to realize again today that death is not the end, but the entrance to a life that's so much better. To be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. We thank thee for that blessed hope, and we pray these things in his name and for his sake and with thanksgiving.